This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Nominations for the Latin Grammys came out today. Colombian singer-songwriter Camilo came out on top 10 nominations. Puerto Rican rapper, singer, and songwriter Bad Bunny is up for Album of the Year, all of which is in service of telling you this. Last year was another banner year for Latin music in the United States. The Recording Industry Association of America says revenues were up 19% for Latin music last year, way higher than music revenue growth overall. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams has more on that one.
The main reason for the growth in Latin music, according to Leila Cobo, VP and Latin industry lead for Billboard and author of the book Decoding Despacito, A History of Latin Music, is streaming.
Because prior to streaming, we really couldn't quantify properly the value of Latin music and the Latin music consumer and how much the music was consumed.
Streaming data shows it's so popular, Cobo says it's hard for the rest of the industry to ignore.
So it's not just that Latins consume a lot of music, which they do. They overconsume music. But also people who are not Latin, who don't speak Spanish, are also consuming the music.
And the Latin Grammys can expose new audiences to all kinds of Latin music, says Enrique Gonzalez-Mueller, who teaches at the Berklee College of Music.
So if the entryway drug is and it's the reggaeton beat, then great. But go in and explore Cuban danzón or Venezuelan joropo or Colombian vallenato. It's just super, super, super vast.
Which is why the Latin Grammys have their own show, airing in November on Univision and TNT. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.